don't get stuck on past behavior, and when discussing a performance issue that you might consider a problem, clearly identify the problem, why it is a problem, and then focus on the solution. Finally, be sure to agree on outcomes. Make sure you and your supervisor have a clear understanding of the items that come out of that meeting. Make sure you identify what will be done, by whom, by when. You know, clarify expectations. And one golden rule to remember: formal performance evaluation discussion should be no time for surprises. For this, ensure that in the next year you have regular meetings with your supervisor. This will allow you to be on track with your goals. If you find yourself concerned about the formal discussion on evaluation, make it a point to meet you with your supervisor regularly, on a quarterly basis, or better yet, one meeting per month. This will allow you to become more comfortable with giving and receiving feedback, and as we staff members know, it is important to know where we stand. Actually, I've come to appreciate the possibilities of the OAS performance evaluation process: a better understanding between me and my supervisor, a more collaborative work environment, and most importantly,